Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here's Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. You'll notice that my voice is more hoarse than usual. My voice ran out at the same time LeBron's and a number of other Cavalier legs ran out during the game against the fourth game against the Warriors at the end of the third quarter. And so this is interesting because for me, it's taken me this long to get this much voice back. And that's with, if you will, tea and coffee and lozenges, etc. So I hope it holds out for the show. I apologize for sounding different than usual. But that's the best voice I got today. And we do have some wonderful and very interesting stories. CSA, Consumer Sponsored Agriculture, is probably the best way for diversifying your microbiome. What's your microbiome? Well, we've gone into that a number of times, and we'll talk about that and why diversification is so important to decreasing your aging. And so consumer-sponsored agriculture, community-sponsored agriculture, CSA, and cooking ugly vegetables may be a key. The Odd Omegas, 57% of us want to improve our nutrition, but 90% of us get inadequate amounts of essential vitamins, minerals, and fats. And so we're going to talk about the feeling that most people think it's everyone else who isn't eating well. They're eating fine, but most themselves are not eating well. Partner yoga doubles the pleasure, halves the stress that you have. So there's a great thing. And yoga instruction certification begins at the Cleveland Clinic. Does your yoga instructor being certified by the clinic means yoga works maybe as good as medication or even better? The answer we'll give you in during this show. I'm setting up the show also because the two of the best agents in a new class of drugs for lowering cholesterol, these work by a totally different mechanisms than the statins. So if you're allergic to the statins or you don't want pills, then these seem to be a great alternative, but they're only to be used for people who are really statin intolerant as of now. You have to pay for them if you're not statin intolerant, but they lower that LDL cholesterol 40 to 60% with what looks like many fewer side effects. We aren't sure of the side effects because not enough people have had them. The FDA will meet on them on the study. That is, although the advisory, the way the FDA works, we'll talk about too, so that although an advisory committee has recommended their approval, this goes through another set of review by the FDA drug committee. That is, staffers itself have final say. And that meeting of the FDA on that final approval is due on July 24th. This is an injectable drug once a month, so it's not like a drug that you take a pill of, and it costs a lot more. Atorvastatin, Lipitor, one of the very effective drugs, might cost you $4 for a 90-day supply, or if you will, what is that, $16 a year? This costs you $1,000, maybe $2,000 a month. The pricing isn't final. $2,000 a month for four shots. So the drug companies and insurance companies, the insurance companies aren't going to pay for it for you unless, or Medicare won't pay for it and Medicaid won't pay for it unless you have a strong intolerance to every other drug. Other great news, arthritis, is it the worst of the chronic diseases for disability? And how Odd Omegas and other supplements can make your life better if you have arthritis? Because arthritis is, it looks like, the worst chronic disease, doubling your risk of any other disability-producing chronic disease. So this is a really bad disease, arthritis. And really, most people get disabled with it. The National Research Defense Council, which is really a group that looks after our health, it petitioned the FDA to ban 8 flavorings in food. These flavorings all have what we call grandfathering. So before the flavorings had to prove they were safe, if they were used in commerce, they could continue to be used. Well, there are 8 now that have proved they cause carcinogens that are commonly used. And so the NRDC has, and others have petitioned the FDA to ban these. We'll see what happens. And then toxic chemicals that are in child car seats. This is amazing. This study was done that there are a lot of toxic chemicals in car seats that are now linked to impaired learning, liver toxicity, and cancer. How can you find out which car seat is good for you? At the bottom of the hour, we will have Holly Phillips. Holly Phillips is one of the CBS medical correspondents talking about women's issues, but she actually has a new book out called The Exhaustion Breakthrough. It talks mainly about exhaustion in women, but also in men. Sleep better, eat and exercise for energy, solve underlying medical issues, and get the upper hand on stress. The Exhaustion Breakthrough, a new book from Holly Phillips. I would tell you to get it an electric version, if you will. That is an e-reader version, because the print is so small that you'll get tired reading this book if you get the book itself. It's a wonderful book, so do get it an electric version if you want to get it, so that you can actually read it rather than having to strain your eyes to do it. We're going to talk about Prilosec and Prevacid. These are things used to treat heartburn. They're available over the counter, if you will. And what do they do? Well, this large study showed that there was an association. It's an association, not proof cause and effect, but large enough to say it increased heart attack risk by 20% in those taking it. There's some logic behind it, logic that might be related to what it does to the absorption of other foods and minerals, what it does to your bacteria inside you. And that brings us back to your microbiome. So your microbiome, those bacteria inside you, and by the way, we've got, I should say, the rest of the two-hour show. As you know, we have 1 hour. Some stations carry 1 hour, some carry both hours, some only carry the second hour. But I give you the lineup for both hours. You can always find it at iHeartRadio on the podcast, or you can find it at, go to RadioMD.com, RadioMD.com, and by Tuesday of the week, Sonar has it posted, so you'll be able to listen to the shows all over again. But this is, if you will, in the second hour, we've got Gary Ginsberg. What's toxic? What's not? Sportswear chemicals, are they making, as you're sweating through them, you absorb some of the chemicals from the sportswear. Is that making your exercise unhealthy? What it means for you? Which canned food brands contain BPA? Is a fake lawn a good idea? California thinks so. The EPA study on fracking, what they find as far as an effect on drinking water and on earthquakes, and a new study strengthens the link between arsenic in the food you absorb and your shingle and worsening or onset of shingles. So those are the really main stories, as well as we're going to talk about concussions and science fails to see the benefit of eating a placenta. That's almost a joke story from my standpoint. Why would you ever bother to eat a placenta, which contains a lot of bacteria and isn't a infection-free zone? When we come back, we'll first talk about your microbiome, what your bacteria inside your gut do, and how you change them, and how it's easy to change them to get a broader microbiome, which means less aging, if in fact you do the right things as far as consumer or CSA, community-sponsored agriculture. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We'll talk about some of last week's great stories, too. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back. Stay well.
It all started with a seed and a dream to grow sesame in the United States. Now, farmer Jimmy Kinder and others have thriving sesame fields in Oklahoma and other locations. Now, Harvest Stone is more passionate than ever about bringing you delicious and nutritious whole grain snacks. From our crispy organic bowl, original or cheese mixes, to our organic original sesame seed, tomato basil, and cracked pepper crackers, we're committed to using only the highest quality grains and seeds grown by farmers we know and trust, like Jimmy. After all, the best way to create snacks we feel good about is to start with ingredients we feel good about. Snack on something real. Check out HarvestStoneSnacks.com and be sure to request Harvest Stone products at a store near you. Harvest Stone has your snacking covered.
Today, you brushed your teeth. You skipped the floss. You combed your hair. You took the train. You did the crossword. You missed 22 across. You went to work. You had a meeting. You ate your lunch. You had another meeting. You wondered, how is anyone supposed to get any work done around here with so many meetings? You left the office. You took the train. You ate your dinner. You brushed your teeth. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a brutal EF5 tornado rips through town, leaving 30,000 people without power. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Are you an athletic person who's into fitness? Then you need to share with your friends the news about Action Energy's Sport and Fitness Energy Shot. It's made for you. Whether you're a weekend warrior or you keep a regular fitness regime, this exciting energy blend is the one. It's scientifically formulated to help sports and fitness enthusiasts increase their performance with a unique blend of caffeine, vitamin B12, electrolytes, raspberry ketones, and amino acids to help increase endurance. Now, that's the kind of sports and energy shot I like. Check out the complete line of Action Energy Nutritional Energy Shots available at selected retail stores or go to actionenergyae.com and check out the Sport and Fitness Energy Shot from Action Energy. Be the difference. actionenergyae.com. Action Energy is the proud sponsor of Drs. Oz and Roy's and Articles and Health Tips on Radio MD.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
Okay, here goes. I know more about cooking dinner for a party of 12 than I do about packing a lunch for a 12-year-old. I know kids like things like PB&J, pigs in a blanket. Oh, and fish sticks. They do love fish sticks. Fillets I get, but sticks? What part of the fish does the stick come from? I know I can read a cookbook that'll tell me how to make a red wine reduction, but where are the cookbooks that can teach me how to cut the crusts off bologna sandwiches? Oh, maybe we can compromise on mac and cheese. Can you make that with brie? Everybody likes brie, right?
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to push your food around their plate. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Michael Roizen, MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Dr. Mike.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD.com, where we want you to stay well, and our program wants you to take control of your choices so you can take control of your genes. That's right. You won't change the genes, but whether they're on or not is your choice. At the bottom of the hour, Holly Phillips, The Exhaustion Breakthrough, Unmask the Hidden Reasons You're Tired, and beat fatigue for good, sleep better, eat and exercise for energy, solve underlying medical issues, and get the upper hand on stress, she's got a 7-day plan, which may explain why my voice isn't recovered yet. It takes 7 days for exhaustion to go away, I guess, at least in this plan. And my voice got hindered when, at about the same time, LeBron's legs, it got exhausted at the end of the third quarter in the Cavs game against the Warriors. I think there was about a 2 or 3 point difference at that point, and LeBron could not even drive down the lane anymore, which he had done successfully. Had to pass off to Mozgov. That doesn't mean anything to you other than to say that LeBron's legs got so tired, my voice got so tired of screaming at the game, yelling, I was obviously there, and yelling at the referee for some bad calls in the first quarter, that in fact, you would think, by the way, the referee was prejudiced against the Cavs winning and taking a 3-1 lead, because they just did very prejudicial calls in not calling fouls early on when it was clear the Golden State Warriors were committing them. But nevertheless, point is that I haven't recovered, my voice hasn't recovered, so I apologize to you for not having enough voice. One of the other stories that fits this is some of the things that do give you energy are a diverse microbiome, that is having bacteria inside your gut that are of different strains. So the average person has a large number of strains, almost 200 different strains at age 20. But that narrows to 60 to 100 by age 70. So one of the things it's thought of is that by keeping a diverse microbiome, you slow your rate of aging. One of the ways to do this, eating a variety of vegetables. So that's where consumer-sponsored or community-sponsored agriculture comes in, where you get delivered a different group of vegetables every week during the growing season. Usually it's 20 or 25 weeks. It's usually a set fee. So in Cleveland, there's one for $14.99. There's one even for $9.99. And you get more vegetables than you can possibly cook. But why is this good? Well, as our experts from Stanford said 2 weeks ago, one of the keys is that each vegetable has its own bacteria that it comes with and that thrive on that bacteria. So you don't want to cook them as well as you might. That is, you can cook that, you can eat them or cleaning them or just touching them while they're there. You get some of their bacteria, which help you get a diverse or keep a diverse microbiome. So it's one of the real benefits, and that, we think, gives you more energy. Now, the data on energy is pretty clear in animal models. You say, how do you test energy in animal models? Well, how much do they run on a treadmill? How much do they keep active? So it keeps them more active. You could say, well, maybe they're just developing ADHD from a diverse microbiome, but we actually know that mental disease is decreased by a diverse microbiome. Anyway, the data are pretty clear that a diverse microbiome helps your energy level as well. And Holly Phillips is going to talk about all the ways in her 7-day plan. It's The Exhaustion Breakthrough is her book at the bottom of the hour. One of the things that science failed to see would help you and that Holly doesn't recommend is eating placenta. That's right. There was a study this week on looking at eating placenta and what's the evidence that eating placenta is good for you. You say, who would eat placenta? Well, a lot of bodybuilders are doing it. It's being sold at some of those muscle up places and fitness stores. And some women and men even who have child even do that. Why is it bad? Well, one, it's not sterile. We don't know the side effects. But we do know in 10 studies, 4 human and 6 animal, no benefit has been demonstrated. Now you say, well, isn't it good nutrition? Isn't there iron in it? Isn't there a lot of good protein? And the answer is yes. It's got solid, and so if you're going to do that, cook it and serve it with some spices or something, but don't treat it as something unusual or special. because it doesn't have any special benefit in doing any of the things that it's been reported to do, which is decrease depression, cause pain reduction, strengthening your immune system, better for maternal bonding, faster uterine recovery after delivery, prevention of postpartum depression, prevention of sleep disorders, or prevention of menstrual disorders. The data were reviewed. It does none of those in either animals or humans, so don't waste your time on it. There's some other stories I wanted to get through and get to because they're so important to you before we talk to Holly Phillips. Now, I talked to you earlier about these new drugs, the two injectable drugs that the FDA will make a decision on July 24th about whether to approve and how expensive they were, and that they don't do many of the other things that statins do. So statins not only decrease your risk of heart attack and stroke and impotence by 40 to 60% if you get your LDL cholesterol down low enough, and because they mainly, that's about 50% of their effect is on cholesterol, but the other 50% is on a anti-inflammatory effect. So the statin drugs have other benefits than just lowering cholesterol, and some of those other benefits, as I said, were a lower stroke risk and a lower, impotence and a lower risk of Alzheimer's and mental dysfunction. We think not related to the LDL effect, but related to what are called pleomorphic effects, which really means related to an anti-inflammatory effect. So maybe we should take both a statin and the new drugs when they come out if you can't get your LDL low enough with the statin alone. We just don't have enough data, and we will get that over the next 3 years. What does that mean? Well, unless you're intolerant to statins, meaning you get real muscle pain every time you get statins that isn't relieved by going to every other day or isn't relieved by CoQ10, then maybe you should go with one of the new drugs. We won't have them even potentially approved till July 24th. So that's the data about those. As I said, we're going to talk to, at the bottom of the hour in a few minutes, Holly Phillips, a physician. She's one of the CBS medical correspondents. She featured regularly on CBS This Morning, CBS Evening News, and 48 Hours. She lives in Manhattan, is in private practice with her husband, two young daughters, and an elderly Yorkie. We'll be talking to her about her book, The Exhaustion Breakthrough. Can you catch diseases from a toilet seat? Well, obviously, when confronted by an angry partner wanting to know how it is he or she has the symptoms of syphilis, gonorrhea, pubic lice, or any of the other unpleasantries, it's much easier to answer, "I have no idea, dear, it must have gotten it from a toilet seat," than it is to tell the truth. People almost always get those diseases the old-fashioned way from other people. Most require that a dose is large enough to be deposited inside certain organs, and so you don't get them that way. What is worrisome? So the data are, you don't have to worry about toilet seats, but you do a lot of remote controls and multiple-use keyboards. We'll be right back with Holly Phillips on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Stay well.
Are you suffering from hidden allergy symptoms such as lack of focus and fatigue? How about bloating, joint pain, headaches, or anxiety? Hi, I'm Dr. Suzanne Bennett, natural allergy and wellness expert. I have condensed over 25 years of my clinical experience into my new book, The 7-Day Allergy Makeover, a simple program to eliminate allergies and restore vibrant health from the inside out. This book is for anyone who wants more energy, more mental clarity, a powerful body, and to live allergy-free. I am offering 4 free gifts when you order my book today through Amazon or Barnes & Noble. For more information, go to drsuzanne.com/book. Again, that is drsuzanne.com/book to jumpstart your healing today.
Only half of adults in the U.S. get the 2.5 hours per week of aerobic physical activity recommended for health benefits. Walkers are more likely to get the recommended amount. More adults are walking, but better spaces and more places are still needed. Communities can promote walking when they create long-range plans, such as master plans, and design safe streets for walkers. Communities can also ensure sidewalks and paths are in good repair and have easy-to-read signs. Employers can create walking programs, encourage walking breaks and meeting, and identify nearby paths or routes. Increase your physical activity by starting a walking group. Participate in local planning for walking paths and new sidewalks, or work with parents and schools to encourage walking to school where it's safe. For more information, visit www.cdc.gov/vital signs.
It all started with a seed and a dream to grow sesame in the United States. Now, farmer Jimmy Kinder and others have thriving sesame fields in Oklahoma and other locations. Now, Harvest Stone is more passionate than ever about bringing you delicious and nutritious whole grain snacks. From our crispy organic bowl, original or cheese mixes, to our organic original sesame seed, tomato basil, and cracked pepper crackers, we're committed to using only the highest quality grains and seeds grown by farmers we know and trust, like Jimmy. After all, the best way to create snacks we feel good about is to start with ingredients we feel good about. Snack on something real. Check out HarvestStoneSnacks.com and be sure to request Harvest Stone products at a store near you. Harvest Stone has your snacking covered.
Antioxidants. You've heard of them, but do you know what they're good for or where to get them? This is Sylvia Escott Stump of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. Antioxidants, they destroy the free radicals that cause cellular damage. And eating foods that are rich in antioxidants may help prevent cancer and heart disease. These foods include red wine in addition to grape juice, whole grain pasta, eggs, seafood, and canned beans, brightly colored vegetables, carrots, squash, broccoli, all the peppers, sweet potatoes, tomatoes, and kale are other tasty sources. And for those of you with a sweet tooth, good news. Honey, brown sugar, and maple syrup, in addition to fruits like blueberries, cantaloupe, peaches, and strawberries, also contain significant levels of antioxidants. Encouraging you to eat right, I'm registered dietitian Sylvia Escott Stump with the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics.
RadioMD.com.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Michael Roizen, MD. Here's Dr. Mike.
And this is Dr. Mike. We have a wonderful guest. If you listen to or watch CBS Morning News or the CBS Evening News or 48 Hours, you'll often see one person with very insightful comments about medical articles and the latest scientific stuff in medicine. That's Holly Phillips, and she's with us today. She also wrote a wonderful book called The Exhaustion Breakthrough. Wonderful, because it really does teach you, if you have exhaustion, a lot about how to recover from it. And she's got her own personal experience. I often think docs with a personal experience of something have some real extra special knowledge to impart to you, because she's probably thought about a lot of the areas for her own self and has learned a great deal about managing it. So Holly, thank you for being on. It's Holly Phillips. The Exhaustion
Hello?
Breakthrough is the book. Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I Holly? Can. Thank you so much. Hello, yes. I can hear you clearly. Thank you so much for having me. Can you hear me too?
Well, thank you. Tell me about voice as a, in other words, I got exhausted at the same time LeBron did. LeBron, it was understandable. He was playing against big guys and having to push through and having to do a lot of the offense all himself. So at the end of the third quarter, about 2 minutes from the end, his legs finally gave out. He couldn't even go the full way to the basket. He had to pass it off to one of his teammates. And at the same time, my voice was so weak at that point from yelling at the referees and others earlier on, as well as cheering positively, that I said that, and this is 2 days later and I'm just getting it back, which is the first time in that I can ever remember the second day not having a full voice.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So, I mean, I think it all comes down to overuse. It's a lot of stuff that I kind of talk about in the book. You know, so many people, we burn the candle at both ends and in the middle. But I think you did that when it came to your voice. So now it's sort of a process of recovery.
Now, tell me about your own. Now, you got into this, if you will, field, as I understand it, from your own, if you will, episode of 20 years of exhaustion, when you were told in medical school it was normal to have a decreased energy level, because you were, after all, a medical student doing an incredible thing at a time when, in fact, women medical students weren't as common, and when medical studies were even more vigorous than they are now.
Right. You know, Dr. Mike, that's sort of exactly what I experienced. So, you know, this book was really very much a labor of love for me. You know, it was certainly inspired by my patients, who I think are really suffering from fatigue and not pointing it out so much. But it was also my own journey. You know, I was truly chronically fatigued for 20 years straight. And, you know, part of the irony with that was that I was in medical school, surrounded by some of the most intelligent and best doctors that anyone could imagine. But what was difficult was to actually get anyone to be worried about me, if that makes any sense. It's sort of, you know, the sense I would go to doctors and I would say, Doc, I'm really tired. It's hard for me to get through the day. And the response was always, well, of course you're tired. You're a medical student. Or of course you're tired. You're a resident. Or, you know, then of course you're tired. You're in private practice. You're family. You're a medical correspondent. You're supposed to be tired. And, you know, eventually, through that process, I actually was diagnosed with a couple of medical conditions. The most serious one was fibromyalgia. And treating those medical conditions made some difference. It did give me some improvement. But the biggest improvement really came from focusing on very small, simple lifestyle changes that I could make that boosted my energy even more. So, you know, what I hope the Exhaustion Breakthrough, my new book, will be is really just a handbook for people who are chronically fatigued. It can walk you through common but commonly overlooked medical conditions. And then it can also just point out simple lifestyle factors that could be draining your energy.
Now, there are a couple of things in here, in your book, that I think are incredibly insightful, and one of which is how tired is a test you give, getting to the bottom of fatigue. That is, how tired are you really? And it's a 15 question quiz, and then you also have a quiz that follows that about what time of day and when and if you will. I would guess you'd say it's a quiz to try and pinpoint causes of exhaustion. And you do a really nice job in making it easy for people to score themselves and to understand that scoring. Tell us a little bit about those two quizzes.
Right. Well, thank you. You know, one of the most important things that I feel like I've created in the book was what I call my 7-day exhaustion breakthrough challenge. That's 8 different steps you can take, not only to help boost your energy, but more importantly, understand what your personal energy drains are. Because for each of us that is tired, we really all have different roots of that fatigue. So one of the first steps is to do what I call keep a fatigue diary. It's where every hour you, every hour that you are awake, that's to say, you rate your energy level on a scale of 1 to 10. And so what I, and then you compare that with other aspects of your day, what you ate and when, how much fluid you took in, how you slept the night before, what your stress levels might be during the day, and a couple of other factors. You know, what I find when I give this quiz to my patients and I have them follow it for 7 days, many people who feel like they're always tired actually discover that they have peaks and valleys of energy, that they're consistently tired in the morning or at a specific time during the day. And then once you've figured out what those valleys are, then you can start to make the critical connection with what's actually causing your fatigue and then the steps you need to take to fix it.
And so one of the keys you point out to the type of fatigue you have and the likely cause is taking these quizzes about what time of day it is, what your habits are relating to it. So the quiz at the, there's a quiz at the beginning of the book which says, which really is, should I continue on reading this book or what do I really have? And then at the end of the book you do, and I wanted to get to, and we'll go through in the next segment every one of the steps for the 7-day plan, including including the individual choices, if you will, of supplements and sticking with a clean diet, and if you will, that 7-day exhaustion program, or I guess 7-day
right,
exhaustion
yeah.
challenge.
Right? Sure.
I wanted to tell our readers I have two criticisms of the book. One of which is it's type is too small for me, which is not to say they can't get the book and that other people can't do it, but that to get it in an e-form might be good for them, or when they, if they're going to get it, to go to an actual bookstore and look at it to make sure the type isn't too small for them. And that's really the main criticism, the only criticism one could have of what is really an outstanding book and an outstandingly written and occupied book. The second criticism is I kept wanting more. So it's just wonderful. You've got these boxes, give yourself breathing lessons, etc., throughout, and I kept wanting to say I want more key things in the book. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Holly Phillips.
The buzz is out there. Everyone's talking about energy drinks from Action Energy. One of the most popular products is After Lunch. You know that after lunch, mid-afternoon lull you may get? Kind of tired, so you kind of crash. Well, that's when you whip out a bottle of After Lunch Energy. It has caffeine and important nutrients like vitamin B12, ginseng, raspberry ketones, and green tea, specifically designed to provide that late-day boost to finish strong. Tackle those afternoon meetings and presentations, those last-minute responsibilities, and even evening tasks. And it helps burn fat, too. Now, that's the kind of afternoon pick-me-up I like. Check out the complete line of Action Energy Nutritional Energy Shots, available at selected retail stores, or go to actionenergyae.com. Action Energy is the proud sponsor of Drs. Oz and Royson Articles and Health Tips on Radio MD.
I'm so glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf.
What about that girl with the hoop earrings?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God. Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case,
my arm is fine.
Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm, it hurts.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
How would you like to turn back the clock to a more youthful you without surgery or painful injections in the comfort of your own home? A weekly Purigenix collagen mask and daily serum application will make your face look smoother, lift sagging and loose skin, and restore the promise of youth to skin weakened by aging, sun damage, and acne scarring. This amazing product has been sold only to plastic surgeons and skincare professionals, but Purigenix is offering it to the listeners of Dr. Suzanne Wellness for Life Radio for $300 below the retail price with free overnight shipping. Simply go to drsuzanne.com/collagen to receive this special offer and turn back time to a sexy, younger you. Again, that's drsuzanne.com/collagen.
Today, you brushed your teeth. You skipped the floss. You combed your hair. You took the train. You did the crossword. You missed 22 across. You went to work. You had a meeting. You ate your lunch. You had another meeting. You wondered, how is anyone supposed to get any work done around here with so many meetings? You left the office. You took the train. You ate your dinner. You brushed your teeth. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a brutal EF5 tornado rips through town, leaving 30,000 people without power. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
RadioMD.com. It's your life, your health, it's your show. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. We've been talking with and having a good time with Holly Phillips, PHILLIPS, the website HollyPhillipsMD.com, for this wonderful book, The Exhaustion Breakthrough. In the break, I was talking to Holly because I was saying, how was the publicity going? Because most people who write books for the first time don't understand, until they actually experience it, that writing the book is probably about 17% of the work in my mind, and 80% of the work is in fact publicizing it and getting the word out, because the only reason you write a book is to be able to help people change behavior, and the only way of helping people change behavior is doing an awful lot of publicity at all times of days and night to get people to understand. And so, Holly, as you were saying to me, that's the part you didn't expect.
No, absolutely not. You know, the book, again, it has a lot of me in it. It chronicles my 20 years of feeling chronically fatigued and then finally breaking through it with, you know, some really simple lifestyle changes. But I have to say, writing a book is one piece of advice. That if you're chronically fatigued and you're trying to break out of it, writing a book is not the step to take, I will say. Going through, all the wonderful channels just to publicize it has been really amazing, but completely exhausting. So my exhaustion breakthrough, I did break through exhaustion. I'm a little bit back in right now, if truth be told.
It is, and one of the things in medicine is undergoing so many changes. You're in private practice, so it is one of those things that is exhausting. But now, so in this 7-day plan, so if we were going to go through this 7-day plan, one is keep a fatigue diary, which is, and you give a sample fatigue diary in the book so that people can do it, and I suppose you do online as well.
Yeah.
But the second thing is an interesting one, sleep solo. Why do you, let's say you're married, you're married, obviously.
I am.
Do you sleep solo?
Well, no, you know, not always. But again, the 7-day exhaustion breakthrough challenge is really to help people identify what could be very, common, but, you know, easy to change energy drain. So, you know, it's not how many hours you spend in bed, but it's the quality of your sleep that most affects your energy level. So if your partner is tossing and turning or snoring, or in many cases, people have partners who set an alarm to wake up before them, but that means you're not completing the sleep cycles that your body needs. So just during this 7-day period, I suggest that people create what I call a sleep sanctuary. I walk them through exactly how to do that in the book. It has to do with keeping, you know, the temperature between 60 and 68 degrees in the room, keeping it dark. But also,
we're going to skip on to the next. Let's skip to the next thing. We won't go through the details. We'll let people buy the book to get the details. Stick with a clean diet. What do you, again, in the book, she goes through, you go through, if you will, Holly, but she, for the listening audience, goes through these things in specific detail, so there's no doubt how you can do it, but I wanted her to touch on each of them. The third one is stick with a clean diet. What do you mean by a clean diet?
Right. A clean diet, I mean foods that are whole foods. Ideally, some things that don't have an ingredients list. That means everything you put in your mouth has as much nutrition in it as possible. The things that have ingredients lists tend to have less nutrition in them than things that are whole. Fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and lean meat.
And you also touch on magnesium, getting lentils, spinach, and kale for iron, omega-3 fatty acids. And then walk for 10 minutes a day. And
By the way, Holly,
the reason I'm going so fast is our segment ends too fast, and I want to get to
all of
it. So walk for 10 minutes a day. Why 10?
Right. You know, what I like to, the idea is that, if you get up and you get moving just for 10 minutes a day, you're increasing, you know, your oxygenation, you're boosting your metabolism, you're boosting your circulation. And as you know, Dr. Mike, studies have shown that even several hours after just 10 minutes of walking or any kind of aerobic activity, you have more energy. This isn't necessarily an exercise plan, but this is for people who hit a valley during some point of the afternoon and they just need a boost. That's the way to do it, rather than going for caffeine or an energy drink.
And by the way, for the listeners, this is wonderfully referenced. She has a great set of references in the back if you want to verify any of it. Check in with your body hourly is number 5.
Right. You know, this is, for me, one of the steps that I took that made the biggest difference in my energy level. The idea is that every hour you'll set an alarm, hopefully not in a loud and, you know, annoying one, just something to a subtle beep or a vibration to remind you. And you take 2 minutes out of whatever you're doing. You start at your head and you move to your feet and you look for areas of tension. You might say, is my jaw clenched? Are my shoulders tight? Did one of my legs fall asleep? Am I breathing deeply? The idea is that when you don't have great posture, when you're in uncomfortable positions or your body is tense, you're using valuable energy to hold those positions. When your body's well aligned and you're breathing deeply, you'll have more energy as a result.
And the next one, drink water all day long.
That's right. And this is really also based in research where one of the very first signs of mild dehydration is fatigue. You know, we think, okay, if I'm dehydrated, I'll feel thirsty. But one of the other very early signs is actually that you'll feel tired. So during the 7 days, I suggest that people drink at least between 2 and 3 liters of water a day, just to make sure they're taking in enough. There are very few people that will drink too much. You know, you obviously should check with your doctor beforehand. But between 2 and 3 liters a day, just to make sure you're well hydrated. So that's one thing that can't make you tired.
And then the next is a very interesting one, one that's fascinating to me. Make a to-don't list rather than a to-do list. This is a to-don't list. What do you mean by that?
I do this on a regular basis. When your to-do list becomes too overwhelming, or if you're like me, it keeps getting longer and longer, you ask yourself three questions. One, do I have to do this step on the list, or can I delegate it to someone? The second question is, does it have to be done exactly this way? Perhaps it could be made easier. And the final question is, do I have to do it at all? Basically, you move things off of your to-do list to your to-don't list, really so you can create more mental space and stop, you know, lower your stress levels. Sometimes we set the bar so high unnecessarily, and we can get through it without doing everything.
The book is The Exhaustion Breakthrough. You've heard from her answers how logical and coherent this is. The Exhaustion Breakthrough from Holly Phillips.